Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Hello and welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall and I am your host. We are back for another episode continuing this series on cravings, and we are covering number 3 of the 7 causes of cravings. So listen in. We're going to talk about the number 3 cause of the 7 causes of cravings. If you are really struggling with cravings, it can be sugar, carbs, salty, crunchy cravings. You might want to think about your food choices. Inadequate nutrient-dense foods can increase cravings. So we're going to break down what really is considered nutrient-dense or what's going to have the most nutrition in it. And you can see here on this scale, the foods that are listed at the top are going to have more nutrition than the foods listed at the bottom. So minimally or unprocessed foods are things like fruits, vegetables, meats, nuts, eggs, whole real foods that you really don't have to do much to. You're going to the apple tree and you're picking an apple off and eating it. No processing done. Meats, you're having to process that animal. So you have to remove the bones and the cartilage and all those things that we don't need to get to the meat. Although processed or minimally processed, it's still high in nutrition. Processed foods are a little bit more tricky because ingredients are added and they're altering the state of the food item. Most typically, they're altering it, but not to a degree that it's unsafe. So you can think of things where they're adding ingredients to make the final product. Maybe they take the apples off the tree and they make it into applesauce, where they're adding some sugar and spices to make the applesauce. That is considered processing. So it's tricky because you have to pay attention to these added ingredients. And you have to learn to minimize those things that you're using. So things like roasted salted nuts compared to like a raw nut, they have processed that. Still a healthy option. Canned tuna, canned beans, still healthy options. So that's what you have to think about with processed foods. Still going to have good nutrition, but not as high as these things up here where they've done nothing to it. The last is ultra processed. These are the foods that more than 50% of Americans' diets are composed of. And that's where the problem lies. These foods are going through multiple processes to go to the final product. They're adding ingredients and it's highly manipulated. So they've done a lot to this item to get to that final product. So soft drinks, chips, crackers, bars, cereals, breads, hot dogs, bologna, candy, Spam, any of those things, there's lots of processing going on, especially when you get into those sweet snacky things. You'll see lots of ingredients listed on a very small amount of food. Unfortunately, it can even be ingredients that none of us can even pronounce, or we're even unfamiliar with what that would do in the product. So ultra processed foods are things that are going to be low in nutrition, so the nutrient density will be very low in these and will increase cravings. So let's go to the studies. 2019, in the Journal of Cell Metabolism, they found that ultra-processed diets led to an increase in food intake. So the people who ate more of these, more bagged box container fast foods, they were able to eat more food in general. In 2020, the Journal of Appetite, they found that increased cravings and poor diet patterns with low quality foods. So if you were following a more ultra-processed diet or getting more foods from the fast food, you are going to have an increase in your cravings from consuming those more frequently. So if you're really struggling with cravings, you have to think about what you're eating on a daily basis. And are these foods, are you doing more at the top or more at the bottom? So I hope that's helped, and stay tuned for video 4.